Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
I love a good trolling story. Those are the best.
Me too.
Burger King is having a field day trolling McDonald's.
Okay.
So Burger King is doing this Whopper for a penny promotion. Oh. All you got to do... download the Burger King app, show up at any McDonald's location, purchase a Whopper for a penny, leave McDonald's, go to a Burger King, pick up your Whopper for a penny.
Okay, so you have to go to McDonald's.
You have to.
Oh my God, you know what? That is so great because the people are almost there. They've almost got them walking in.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that is the boss level of trolling.
Yeah, it really is.
Especially because of how elaborate and how long it took.
Oh, sure.
And the fact that for most people, McDonald's and Burger King are within eyeshot of each
other. They're often pretty close.
Yeah.
It works by whoever the app developer was for the Burger King app. Did geofencing around 14,000 McDonald's locations all over the country. So once you're inside one of the geofenced areas, you open the Burger King app. It's going to unlock the Whopper sandwich for a penny promotion. It goes on now until December 12th. So this gives you a reason to A, get a Whopper for a penny, but B, kind of rub it in McDonald's face like, I'm here, but I'm not here to get any McDonald's.
I'm not here for you.
I want a penny Whopper.
We need to send Kevin to... see if this will work.
We're already on it. He already downloaded the Burger King app.
Nice.
He's ready to go. I can only imagine how many times this is going to happen. You're standing at the McDonald's looking at your phone, and a McDonald's employee goes, can I take your order, sir? And he goes, no, I'm ordering a Burger King. Hold on. Bye. Oh, man. When do you think... So, as good as this is, and it is, it's the new gold standard of trolling.
It's going to be hard to top.
When it comes to trolling of fast food restaurants, Wendy's kind of, they have cornered the market. Whoever runs their Twitter account has proven time and again that they're just geniuses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's so easy compared to this.
Nah, they run into different things. They have had marketing promotions using their Twitter account that's pretty great. But here's why I'm bringing that up. I want to see what Wendy's does.
Oh, okay.
Because McDonald's has pretty much always taken the high road when it comes to this stuff.
Right.
They're very much in the mindset of, I'm the king on the hill. And I'll let all you peasants do whatever you think you need to do.
Right.
While I am still the king.
But it's...
ironically.
Yeah.
But then, so I expect Wendy's to get involved in this somehow.
See, I don't feel like Wendy's does stuff like this. I mean, other than Nugs for Carter.
You don't think that Wendy's, they poke the bear a lot.
Yeah, but I feel like they only do it online. The other, I just Googled this, the other amazing thing that Burger King did was they have like a poster that shows the McDonald's arches, like the sign that's out in front of McDonald's, and that's all like kind of blurred out, but you could just see the Burger King that you see on the commercials. He is climbing up to the top of the sign, and instead of billions serve, which is what usually McDonald's sign says, it says billions swerved.
Oh, nice.
Oh, because they're calling it the Whopper Detour?
They're calling it the Whopper Detour.
Yeah. It's great.
How can we use this? Can we geofence something?
I don't know what that means.
So what it is, it's within the app program. It, it, it tells you within the app where you are or when you're in the proximity of something.
So is that kind of like when you're on Snapchat and you go to the Capitol, you can like go to the filters and there's like a Capitol filter?
Yes.
Okay. Can we somehow do something where if people go to a certain location, they can like make it look like their face is our face or something?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like, you know, you put your face in a hole.
Okay.
And then you're like, I look like a scarecrow now or whatever.
Maybe. I don't know.
When Kevin and I were in San Jose over the weekend, he made me drive all over San Jose because he's trying to find the East Side San Jose Snapchat geofilter.
Okay.
Because he says that's where he's from.
Right. He never found it.
Oh, okay. Just like his birthplace.
And you did that.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like I was going out of my way.
Oh, okay.
It just so happened like, oh, we just so happened to be over here. We didn't get as far East San Jose, I think, as he wanted.
Oh,
so
okay.
It was more of like, Kevin, I'll help you find it as long as you try to find it on our way to the hotel.
Right.
Yeah,
nice.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.